niggas be like, oh no, not them. Yeah, we back.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope fight podcast to get you. Welcome back after a long hiatus to Gloves in the Trunk. All my fighters, all my coaches, all my promoters, all my sponsors, cage monkeys putting up the cages and tearing them down. All the ring guys putting up all the cages, all my jiu-jitsu grappling specialists, all my strikers, all my boxers, all my kickboxers, all my ring announcers, ring girls, ring guys, and everybody that's suffering through this whole pandemic situation. I know I shouldn't have left y'all out there hanging, and I just came back so I can go ahead and talk to you and these punk ass quitters. Welcome back to Gloves in the Trunk. So today we're going to talk about all the craziness that went on inside the fight business, that's going on with former fighters outside of the fight business. We're going to visit BKFC 16. And we're just going to do our thing. We're going to cruise. And we gonna do what we do. Welcome back. I missed you. So yeah, we're gonna talk about Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 16 Knucklemania right now. Let's just start with a brief rating review of the card, because it was a really, really, really good card. Dope card from top to bottom, all entertaining fights. The main card opened up with Carissa Segala and Taylor Sterling. And Carissa, please don't beat me up if I mangled your last name. Taylor got the win via unanimous decision. And that was war. These two ladies, from the first bell to the ending bell, got busy. Like, they put in work. So my hat's off to both of them. There was honestly no losers in this fight. It was up to the judges. And if you get a chance to see it, that is a wonderful representation of the beautiful brutality that is bare knuckle boxing. It was, and they rightfully won Fight of the Night. So, congratulations, ladies. I know it's a little late, but you're still awesome. And if y'all run it back, I wouldn't be mad if y'all ran it back. So, we're gonna go ahead and go to the next fight. The legendary Krista Crippler Lieben put on his last combat sports effort in this fight with a first round KO, which was surprising to me and him because I thought it was the second round. He thought it was the second round. But against a game, Quentin Henry, it was a hard hitting affair. They both went back and forth. Nobody gave an inch. It was definitely a Viking send off for Chris Lieben. He has entered the halls of Fighters Valhalla as far as his career. He went out like he came in, swinging for the fences, with reckless abandon. Again, just another like spectacular fight. That win defeated Johnny Bedford by unanimous decision. Now this one, it was a close fight, but I'm gonna say like the judges I don't know what fight they were looking at. Johnny was the aggressor. That was the more accurate puncher. It was weird, but congratulations to that win. You fought hard. You deserved that victory. You pulled it out. But I do think you should run it back with Johnny Bedford just to, you know, silence the doubters. Or, all right, you know, he deserved you to run him back his one. For real. I mean, that was a really close fight. And it was just like, I'm kind of on the fence about it. Like, I can't say 100% that I would have gave that fight to that win. But congratulations to that win. Martin Brown versus Zach Zane. That ended by second round TKO. Lorenz Hunt versus Rob Morrow. Fourth round KO. John Chalbeck versus Greg Bono. That ended in KO in round three. Chaim Gonzalez versus John Alistair. That ended in KO. And round two, Dylan Kleckler versus Chris Jensen, ended in a first round KO. there was a fight. There was a few fights on here that was like, it was comedy for real, man. It was on the prelims. Jared Grant versus Brandon Lambert. It was a KO in the third via body shot. And Jared Grant kept a cool head, even though Brandon Lambert came out with all the theatrics and the come on and throwing up the hands and trying to set up camp in Jared's head. And I want to give Jared congratulations on that. And, you know, I want to give Brandon props. I don't care about his record. I mean, he has a stellar record on paper. He said he fought a bunch of jungle fights or whatever. Either way, he got in the ring. He got in the ring. Bare knuckle fighting isn't for everybody. And to just get in the ring and actually put his money where his mouth is, I tip my hat to him. That was a crazy fight. It was a crazy lead up to that fight. Everything was nuts about that fight. I had to definitely get out an honorable mention, even though it wasn't on the main card. and to the main event, Britton Hart versus defeated Paige VanZant in her bare knuckle fighting championship debut by decision. Britton controlled the fight. Paige didn't get started until the last round. You can tell it was a new situation for Paige, and she didn't really get her legs under her until like the last round. But Britton came in, she controlled the fight. She used spectacular boxing, spectacular footwork, used her reach. I can't take anything away from Britton as far as how she handled the fight. She took advantage of the situation. Paige just got to the gas, really late. There was no saving her once she got into the fifth round when it came to the card. So, I can't sit here and take anything away from Britton Hart either. She got in there and she did her thing. She implemented her plan. So, congratulations to her. And, off to the next segment. So, with that, I am going to give Knuckle Mania. Definitely a world title. It was awesome. It was a great fight. If you haven't seen bare knuckle boxing, like, they put on an awesome show as far as like promotion, as far as packages for the fighters, is definitely a good watch. So I would. And if you want to start, this is the card to start with. So that's my review. And we're going to go on to the next segment because, oh my God, it kind of spins off from this. So I'll see y'all after this break. Welcome back. This segment is brought to you by Mike Tyson Weed Farms. Black owned and organically grown. Everybody has a plan until that THC hits him in the mouth. Mike Tyson Weed Farms. So, we're going to go to Seller Fights 101 with Jenny Savage at the end of the main event of Knuckle Mania. Miss Jenny Savage had made a visit to the ring and made her presence known and let Bretton Hart know. Like, you got me next, bitch. And Bretton ain't like that. And she dumped a bunch of, like, bloody spit backwash on her. And then, like, everybody was just like, oh, that's so classless, da da da, whatever. And I'm going to cry about it because I have no idea how the business works. And it's all entertainment. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, it's all entertainment. Like, you're going to need a bad guy. And Jenny, our bad girl. Oh my God, Jenny. and Jenny has accepted that role. As a person, like, personally outside the ring, like, you know, we've had many interviews, we have many talks, we go back and forth and message, and like, what you see is what you get as a fighter, as a brand, as a package. So you can choose, like, it's choose your own adventure, you know what I mean, as far as who you want to be known as a fighter. Just as Jenny came in and she made her challenge known, many have male fighters have done the exact same thing. You have seen Conor McGregor do this on a number of occasions. Brock Lesnar ran in on Daniel Cormier after his victory over Jon Jones and pushed him across the ring. Nobody went like, oh, that was classless of Brock Lesnar to come in here and do that while he was trying to celebrate. Nobody had anything to say. It's just this weird double standard that society has with women combatants and male combatants. This is not the first time that this double standard has been put under a microscope in the media, and I'm kind of sick and tired of it because 9 times out of 10 is probably somebody who never had a fight in their life, sanctioned or unsanctioned, don't know what goes into the time of being a fighter and goes into the career of being a fighter and the choices you have to make yourself sing. So you can't knock her hustle because you don't understand it. Now, you could get in line and you can ask. That would be a better way of going about it versus just throwing out a garbage opinion with no fact or history behind it. So, yeah. So to you, Jenny Savage, keep doing what you're doing. Miss Tennessee Gangster. Get that money. Get them fights. Keep doing what you do. And all you ladies, keep doing what you're doing, because it's a whole lot of out there. A lot of y'all out there is just, you're not only beautiful, but you're willing to play the villain. And I'm going to take a minute to simp. Love Jesus. And some of y'all good girls too. Y'all got it. But, you know, either side of the fence, you decide to market yourself. Go with it. Be 100% with it. Understand there are ramifications for your actions. There will be people who will say things about you. They will say mean things, unflattering things about you, untrue things about you. But understand that's part of the business, and that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because they're not walking a mile in your shoes. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep building to your success. My hat's off to you, male or female, anybody willing to get into a ring, cage, a circle of any kind, or even step out to the double yellow with some gloves from somebody's trunk. My hat's off to you. Get that money. Get those belts. We'll see you in Valhalla. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome to the inaugural segment of STFUQ. We know what STFU stands for. The Q is for quieter. And you need to shut the fuck up. Here we go. So after, like, the day after, you know, I'm doing my thing, just kind of going through fight news and seeing what I missed. And, there was an opinion piece on a Paige VanZant fight. And by all means, I'm not like a Paige VanZant groupie or some kind of super fan, but I respect her as a fighter. And to come into a situation where she's been in MMA, she's been in karate, but bare knuckle fighting is a different animal. And to open your mouth as a person who never been in a fight, never fought competitively, to have an opinion on somebody's loss, even though it was a decision loss, you should really shut the fuck up. Like, you have no idea what it takes to actually be in this sport, to be in any kind of combat sport. You could be a fan all you want. You could go to gyms and watch people train all you want. If you never been in a fight and you never competed in a fight in front of people, or you never competed knowing that you will be on a international, in front of an international audience, you have no foot to fucking stand on to say, to sit there and make a piece basically going, nah, 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 you lost. It says a lot about the fans, the casual fans. It's crazy, because it's just like, you know, you want to sit in the back of the class and have everything to say, but when you put on Front Street, when you have to back up those words, oh no, no, I'm just a journalist. I'm allowed. It's the First Amendment, and da 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 da. Just shut the fuck up. Like, I feel like as a journalist, if you want to review like the fights, cool. You shouldn't have an opinion piece, because you're not willing to stand on what you said. That being that, man, I'm just, I can't, like, it's been a few weeks and I'm still kind of pissed off about it. Because it's just like, for a person to have no fight experience, zero, absolute none, and to sit there and talk about somebody who had the courage to, after a extensive layoff, get into a difficult sport. And one, didn't get knocked the fuck out. But yes, they got a late start. Not understand the concept of somebody completely being fucking dusted and somebody that had to make adjustments to a situation needs to sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up. So Quaita, if you will, please do us all a favor and shut the fuck all the way up. We gonna be back after this fucking break. Fucking assholes. We just gonna call this segment Damn Gina. So as you heard over the past few days, Ms. Gina Carano. Wow, like she's let's lay out her accolades before I kind of get into this. She is a American pioneer in women's MMA, women's Muay Thai. She was a featherweight champ for the women's division in Strikeforce. An accomplished actress. She's done a lot. Played Crush on the reboot of American Gladiators. She has quite the resume. Which, you know, it kind of surprised me, because just like for her being out there like that, especially with the mouse of all entities to do this stuff that she did, to be under the mouse. And I don't know, I mean, I guess she's, you know, she's good, you know, monetarily. I mean, after doing the Fast and the Furious films and everything else, I'm pretty sure she got a nice little nest egg. So, I mean, she really don't care, because she's not tied to anyone as far as, like, needing the check, which, you know, is cool and all, but damn, Gina, like, I ain't gonna lie, I was a fan. Like, I am kind of a fan. I don't know, like, I'm on the fence. Like the last, like, the Nazi Germany shit, I mean, you could say certain things, and it is, oh my God, like, I can't believe that you would think that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, I get, like, kind of the gist of what you were saying, but put it like this. The Germans don't even talk about fucking Nazi Germany. It's fucking illegal to actually put Nazi Germany in a positive light, which is not. It was pretty fucking horrid, this shit that was happening. So to compare what's going on here as far as a person losing an election and just so many other things that is not genocide, and compare it to genocide is fucked up. You are absolutely fucking wrong. Like, we can have a difference on politics. Absolutely. And I would think, and I would still think you're the most beautiful woman, and I would, and we can be beautiful together, girl. Oh my God. But yeah, once you cross that line of comparing crimes against humanity versus a system that was already broken, you can't do that. There's no coming back from that. There's no way you could come back from something like that and be okay across the board. Now, you will still have fans. Trust me, you will still have fans. You will have racist, rabid, inbred, lowbrow. Well, I can't say lowbrow. I do a lot of lowbrow stuff. Miseducated. Yes, people. That will be on the wrong side of history. Following you around. And if that's you, then you know what I mean? That's you. That's cool. I'm just saying that if you expected to say that what's going on in the United States is the same that was happening in Nazi fucking Germany, you've completely missed the boat. There is no coming back from that. I'm so sorry. It just sucks. Like, this sucks because all your accomplishments are going to be tied to some bullshit. And as a fan, that kind of like that's a punch in the gut. Because, like, I was huge. I'm a huge fan of your fight career. And everybody's allowed their opinion. This is America. So that is your opinion. And opinions, just like assholes, everyone has one. And for the most part, they stink. But I wish you the best. I hope that you find peace, success, and everything that you dream of on the other side of this. And that's that. But damn, Gina. Thank you for tuning in to Gloves in the Trunk. The things that I say do not reflect the opinions of any of the podcast platforms that I am on. They are solely my opinion. A lot of reviews and stuff are based in fact. But I missed you guys. Thank you for listening. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thank you again for allowing me into your home. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your night. Whatever it is, crack a beer, drink that coffee, whatever you own, and we will see you next time. Remember, everything that I said, I stand on, so it's whatever. I got gloves in the trunk.